and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Following the overthrow of the Assad regime, U.S. outgoing Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says he's still determined to find missing journalist Austin Tice in Syria.
We're working to bring him home, to bring him out of Syria, and to bring him home. But for privacy reasons, I can't share any more detail than that.
Anthony Blinken said that the United States is also working to bring home another American in Syria who's been found, presumably Travis Timmerman, who was detained after crossing into Syria on foot 7 months ago on a Christian pilgrimage. President-elect Trump today celebrating Time magazine, naming him Person of the Year for a second time.
I have to say, Time magazine getting this honor for the second time. I think I like it better this time, actually.
Ukraine's President Zelensky confirming Ukraine attacked well into Russia with long-range U.S.-made weapons last night, military targets, as well as energy infrastructure. Russia promising retaliation. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A closed hospital in western Wisconsin may be temporarily reopened. This past March, Hospital Sisters Health System closed St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls, along with Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire. Now members of the Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative have signed a letter of intent with HSHS to explore the feasibility of buying and reopening the 102-bed Chippewa Falls Hospital. If the co-op determines the building is ready to be reopened, it would be meant to provide health care for the area's residents until the co-op's new community hospital in Lake Halley opens in 2027. St. Joseph's could reopen as early as next fall if that proves financially feasible. The teen who allegedly assaulted and killed Lily Peters was in court Tuesday. The 16-year-old, identified as CPB in court documents, stood mute at his arraignment in Chippewa County Court. Not guilty pleas to intentional homicide, sexual assault, and child sexual assault were entered on his behalf. The teen is accused of assaulting and killing the 12-year-old girl in April of 2022, then hiding her body. Police say CPB allegedly admitted to the attack, saying he wanted to know what it felt like to kill someone. The case is being held in adult court, despite a long effort by the boy's attorneys to keep it in juvenile court. Keep a watchful eye out for scams this holiday season. IRS spokesperson Christopher Miller says phishing continues to be a major issue, so always double-check any emails to make sure they look correct and only shop at secure websites. Miller says you also shouldn't shop on unsecured public Wi-Fi in places like a mall or a restaurant, and help protect the devices of your more vulnerable family members like seniors and children. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Bucks head to Vegas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks found out last night they'll face the Atlanta Hawks in the semifinals Saturday of the NBA Cup in Las Vegas. Tip-off time 3:30. Atlanta beat the Knicks in New York 108-100 to qualify. College hoops, the Badgers on the road against the Butler Bulldogs in Indianapolis. Game time Saturday at 1:30. Last night in Green Bay, the Milwaukee Panthers beat the UW Green Bay Phoenix 88-67. The Phoenix now 2-9 under Doug Gottlieb. NFL, Packers defensive back Jair Alexander back and expected to play after missing the past month with a knee injury. The Packers in Seattle Sunday night. Luke Musgrave returned to practice. Jordan Love on seeing the tight end finally doing some drills after ankle surgery in early October.
Yeah, it's been awesome to see Luke. He was out there in pads and whatnot doing some individual stuff today. So, you know, had a tough injury. Didn't know when he was going to be back. And it's awesome to have a guy like that back out there.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It may look pretty outside, but it does not feel like it. With high temperatures today trying to tap 10 degrees, those feisty winds are really making it feel more like 5 to 15 below. Overnight lows bottom out near zero, and for tomorrow, slightly warmer, rising to near 20. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 1 degree.
The Todd Alba Show.
Pat Kreitlow, all your time in the media, television, radio, what have you, what was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about?
As a TV anchor, your hair.
You have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it.
Were there focus groups?
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. It was a bowl haircut.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we make our popcorn pick of the week with morning show host and former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt. And Madison film critic Rob Thomas joins the show, who has likely seen Jim's pick.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Good morning, welcome to Matt Mayer on Air. Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live, respectively, from my dining room and also at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Busy hour coming your way. Coming up in about 15 minutes, Wisconsin's junior U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin will be joining us. Several things to talk about with Senator Baldwin. The Acme Packing Company sports guru Paul Noonan will be here at 11:33, and we will wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the Zuckerbucks edition. If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Most importantly, it's underway. Civic Media's latest statewide text to win contest. The Grown-Up Gift List Contest is happening right now. So every weekday through next Friday in the 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours, we have a different keyword for you. Go to your Civic Media app. Go to your phone. Go to the Civic Media app. There is a little button there that says text. Calvin, do we have the big reveal to the word of this hour?
No,
we don't have it ready. Give me a drum roll. That works, too. The word this hour is jingle.
Oh.
G-I-N-G-L-E.
Wait, G-I-N?
The word this, J-I-N. G-I-N. J-I-N-G-L-E. For an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort. So we are playing this hour for that overnight visit to Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. The word is jingle. J-I-N-G-L-E. Jingle is the word. You have until noon to text in the word jingle via the Civic Media app, and you are in the running for that overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Everyone who enters, regardless of whether you win an hourly prize or not, is in the running for one of 8 grand prizes, everything from espresso machines to robot vacuums to a snowblower to luggage sets. So text the word jingle, J-I-N-G-L-E, via the Civic Media app, and you're good to go. That's all you have to do. We are excited. We keep moving you around, and she's always so very flexible.
The pliable.
Brittany Rouleau's Civic Media meteorologist, a little weather and wine. How are you, Miss Brittany? What's going on?
Good morning, you guys. I am freezing, but I am excited about it because I love the weather extremes.
Great.
This is what you live for.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. I mean, temperatures today, this morning, I mean, we bottomed out at 15 below up towards Phillips, Hayward, and Solon Springs. I mean, wind chills were feeling negative 35 into Rhinelander.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so a lot of the North is bragging about who had the coldest town, what temperature they were at, and of course, just staying warm throughout the day today because it's frigid.
Yeah. What about the winds? Are the winds going to be picking up, or are they going to be dying down as the day goes on?
They're going to be dying down, thankfully. So still some gusts around 15 to 25 miles per hour, more on the eastern half of the state, and especially by Lake Michigan. But those will ease up by tonight and be gone overnight. And then they'll switch to out of the south tomorrow and warm us up. Well, at least start to.
So when you tease us, so what does that warm up mean exactly, Brittany Merlot?
It means less of a wind chill and temperatures making it to the teens to maybe some mid-20s. But that's about it for tomorrow. The sun will be out, though. It'll be beautiful. That's adding to it. It looks nice. It just doesn't feel nice.
It is definitely a Wisconsin thing when you're like, oh, it's 1 degree outside. And then the next day it's like, oh, it's 25. This is nice. This is very nice.
Yes. And then we're going to get even nicer, too. But that's just the temperature wise. It's going to be a mess on Saturday. We have a big system headed our way. And what I would want it to be is a foot of snow, but it's not going to be anywhere near that. We're only looking at some snowfall pushing in Saturday, maybe about 2 to 5 inches, probably somewhere north and central in the state. But it is so hard to pin down right now because the system's bringing so much warmth with it. We're going to hit highs right around the freezing mark for a lot of us on Saturday and even further south into the upper 30s. So this is going to be moving in as sleet, freezing rain, switching over to regular rain, especially into the south and eastern parts of the state. Meanwhile, north and west is going to be getting a wintry mix, mixed with snow and ice. It is a mess. I hate ice.
Yeah, you'd really rather have one or the other, right? And yes. When it's right around that 31, 32 degrees, and then it starts, that's when things ice over and you get black ice on bridges and on ramps and all that stuff. So folks should be aware of that as we head into the weekend, right?
Yes, absolutely. Take things slow. Maybe don't even plan to do anything on Saturday. That's kind of what my goal is. I wanted to go out and do stuff, but not anymore.
I was just going to say, is there anything you're doing? No, I guess not. Okay. There's no ultra deep freeze winter outing sports for Brittany Merlot.
Not on a day like that. No way. And then you don't even have to worry about shoveling because Sunday we're going to be hitting highs in the upper 30s to low 40s. So melts away.
Oh, God.
Would you prefer, Greg, that it just stay this way?
No, I just want consistency. This the whole, like, it was 50 on what, Tuesday or Monday? Yeah. This is weird.
It's whiplash weather in Wisconsin. Yeah.
Very weird.
From really extreme is. To extreme.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know a lot of people want that white Christmas, right? We're like, wait a minute. We want a little bit to stick around, make it look pretty, especially if you have family coming in from out of town. That's what we're known for. And the good news is we do have some chances of it. Does look like next week, maybe a few more shots of it. Maybe we'll have a couple of inches for us. So fingers crossed, but
no big major snowstorms or anything coming our way.
No, it doesn't look like it at the moment.
Okay.
Not even around Bayfield and Ashland, did they get much more snow or lake effect snow up there?
Well, that's a whole different story. They got that lake making that snow, pumping it out. I heard from someone in Ironwood, Michigan, that they've already recorded 66 inches of snowfall in their backyard.
So, what?
Wow.
Yeah, it's a winter wonderland up there. I think Ashland Bayfield area got about 1 to 3 inches just yesterday. And that'll turn on again next week, especially Tuesday through about Thursday. Yeah. They'll probably get another 6 inches to maybe a foot in some places.
Wow.
Jeez.
Well, if you're looking for a white Christmas, then I guess you want to go way north.
Get a cabin up north. Go get skiing. Get a cabin up north. Get on the snowmobile. I mean, they're loving it up there.
If you want a white Christmas, add a little milk to your eggnog there. It's plenty white. I don't want snow. I don't need snow. Sorry. I'm such a Bah humbug.
But we've talked about this. I mean, those areas rely on snowpack.
Yes.
They absolutely do that. They just got crushed last winter.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I want them to have snow. I want them to have all the snow. They can have every single millimeter of snow they'd like. Me, thank you, but no thank you.
We don't need it around here.
Did you like sledding as a kid? What'd you do, Greg, growing up in the winters?
I was sledding as a child when also I didn't have to drive to work or shovel or de-ice my sidewalk. It was much more simple and innocent back then when I'd be like, I'm going sliding down the hill.
Isn't that true?
Now it's just it's a highway nightmare.
Yeah, it really is. Especially with people on phones these days.
Yep.
Pay attention. Yep. My gosh. Yes, actually
absolutely.
Drive.
Yep. Well, and the other thing too that folks need to remember is please be careful with your pets when it's this cold. You know, I know they're born with fur coats and all, but still, especially dogs, their pads can freeze.
Yeah.
They can get frostbite on their pads and things like that. That's actually a thing. So if you're cold, it's a fair bet that they're going to be cold.
Yes. And of course, too, like the short leg dogs, their bellies are scratching on the snow or the cold surface, too. Think about that.
Oh,
and of course, the older, the younger, temperature regulating their bodies, they're just like us. Take care of them.
And if you're looking
at a little sweater,
we just bought Maybell some sweaters and she hates them so much. They're so
just wait until you try putting booties on her. She's really going to hate that.
We tried that. Nope. Fail.
Not gonna just happen.
She bit them off. She bit them off immediately. I was going to say, Jane, if people are, you know, one thing we talk about a lot on the show, especially with the colder weather, the black ice, people want to be checking 511wi.gov as well. It's a great website, great mobile app to look at all of the roads to see what's going on. You can see accidents. You can see closures. You can actually see what the overhead signs say. So you can actually see, like, downtown drive times and whatnot. So 511wi.gov is a great resource. We can't recommend it more.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really, really useful. So where would I get that 511.wi.gov app? Greg Bach.
Oh, you get it the same place where you get the Civic Media app, wherever you find your apps. And both Jane, Brittany, Calvin, they're both absolutely free.
There's a good reason for you, if you haven't done it yet, to download the Civic Media app. We have our statewide text to win contest going on this hour. Grab your phone, go to the Civic Media app. Go to your favorite station among all of our stations or whichever one is closest to you. You have until noon to text the word jingle, J-I-N-G-L-E. Text the word jingle. This hour we are playing for an overnight stay at the wonderful, beautiful Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Your next chance at either $100 or an overnight stay. You're going to have to wait until Todd comes on to let you know what you're playing for. But right now, we are playing for that overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort. So text the word jingle, J-I-N-G-L-E. And then you're also in the running for one of 8 grand prizes. Could be a robot vacuum. Could be the snowblower that Greg is lusting after. It could be a set of luggage. There's some great prizes in there. So text the word jingle, J-I-N-G-L-E. Until noon today. What's wrong, Greg Bach?
Well, first of all, it brings up the fact that I can't win anything in this. You can't. Brittany, you can't. Calvin can't. None of us can. I want a snowblower, and I would like it for free. So, that being said, lusting, Jane. Lusting.
Yearning for. That's even worse. Okay, we're just going to... Brittany Merlot, thank you so much for joining us with a little weather and wine. We will see you next week. Stay warm up there and stay with us when we return. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin will be our guest. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the center, WRCE.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. heroicdeed.com.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces, a new adventure, create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and the Board Lord coming to you live, respectively, from my dining room and also at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Honored to be joined by our next guest, Wisconsin's junior U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. Good morning, Senator Baldwin. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. It's great to join you. And I understand it's appropriate to say happy birthday, Greg.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Senator.
You made his whole birthday.
That's very nice of you. Thank you very much.
Well, we wanted to congratulate you on your reelection because I understand your opponent has never done that.
No, I did not hear directly from him. I did finally see that he had released a concession video, 6 minutes long, but yes.
Well, congratulations.
We are
delighted that you are in for another term, working on behalf of Wisconsinites. So tell us, Senator Baldwin, where is your focus right now? What are you working on right now?
Oh, my. Well, there's a lot of things that we need to accomplish in the remaining week of the lame duck session before the new Congress is sworn in, including keeping the government funded through next year. We want to avoid a shutdown on December 20th.
Yep.
And I think we're reasonably well agreed on how we're going to do that. We're hoping as we pass this government funding measure that we can also address some of the emergencies, the natural disasters that we've seen over the last few years, including the fires in Maui, the flooding in Vermont, and the hurricanes, the two hurricanes that came through the southeastern United States. So we're hoping to get that all as a part of a government funding bill that we pass next week. We have a defense measure that's coming through. It just passed the House yesterday. It'll come before the Senate next week. But the other thing we're trying to do in these waning days of the 118th Congress is confirm as many judges that President Biden has nominated as possible. Because we got to remember, these are lifetime appointments. And it is so important that we have fair thoughtful people on the federal bench. And President Biden has nominated many of them. We're trying to get every last one through before all is said and done.
If you're just joining us, Senator Tammy Baldwin is our guest, and we're talking about some of the things that she is working on in Washington as we come to the end of the year. Let's talk a little bit about your broadband legislation that you did with Jody Ernst from Iowa, correct?
Absolutely. So there's a couple of measures that we have recently, as in last week, gotten through the process, gotten through the Senate. And in fact, the Access Rural America Act, which is our broadband legislation, passed the Senate unanimously. Very exciting. But, you know, we got to realize in this day and age that having high-speed broadband is not a luxury. It's a necessity. And access to high-speed internet is necessary for Wisconsinites to work, to attend school online, to run their businesses, to manage their farms. And so we have a lot of rural cooperatives that are the sole provider of telephone and internet services in their areas. And right now there's a challenge they have that these small co-ops that are the only option around are subject to some of the same filing and paperwork requirements and regulations as the multi-billion dollar companies that we know well. And if that happens, some of these companies, these co-ops, these local telcos are going to go under. They just can't deal with the burdens that are intended for behemoths, not for these small local telecom companies.
Sure.
So this is a this is about relieving that regulatory burden. They're answerable to the local community. These are local organizations, and we want to just free them up to be doing what they're supposed to be doing, which is deploying high-speed broadband.
We only have a little bit of time left, Senator Baldwin, but I did want to have an opportunity to ask you about this briefly. And if you have a chance, we'll have you back. The Marshfield Child Advocacy Center and the seeming lack of support among some Republicans in Wisconsin to want to fund those kinds of things. I know this is something that's very near and dear to your heart.
Yes. You know, we have a crisis with regard to care for children. Whether that is because so many of the businesses that serve our children that provide childcare and advocacy didn't make it through the pandemic. Parents have sometimes very few choices, and many of those choices are absolutely unaffordable. You know, it costs for childcare, it costs more to have a child in childcare for a year than it does to go to a public university in Wisconsin for a year. And so we've got to change that. There's a federal role, which is helping with the Child Care Development Block Grant to help create subsidies for parents who can't afford their childcare. And there's also a state role. And I hope that in the state legislative level, that they focus on this crisis and understand that this isn't a partisan issue. If we want our families to do well, we have to make sure that a whole array of services are available for our children. And that includes childcare so that parents can work.
Childcare and support for children who have been victims of trauma and all of those things. None of that should be bipartisan. You're absolutely right. I know your time is limited. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, thank you so very, very much for your time this morning. Greatly, greatly appreciated.
Thank you.
We have news coming up next. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Ithaca School District has two seats up for election this spring. The seats, currently held by Robert Busher and Kelly Ferriance, are at-large positions for 3 years beginning Monday, April 28, 2025, and expiring April 2028. If you are an Ithaca School District resident interested in serving, a campaign registration statement and a declaration of candidacy must be filed no later than 5 o'clock Tuesday evening, January 7th at the district office. The spring election will be held Tuesday, April 1st. If a primary is necessary, it will be held Tuesday, February 18th. Representative Tony Kurtz of Waniwak has been appointed the Assembly Vice Chair of the Joint Finance Committee by Speaker Robin Voss. The Joint Finance Committee is a statutory 16-member standing committee of the Wisconsin Legislature. The committee's primary responsibility is to serve as the principal legislative committee charged with review of all state appropriations and revenues. Kurtz says he's grateful to serve in the position. He added, quote, "Wisconsin is once again in a strong fiscal position going into the next budget cycle. We've made historic investments in local government, transportation, infrastructure, and workforce housing. The legislature passed three variations of tax cuts that were ultimately vetoed by the governor. I look forward to returning the surplus to the hardworking taxpayers of our great state while ensuring continued investments in special education, first responders, local roads, and rural hospitals." Kurtz has been representing the 50th Assembly District. In November, he was reelected to serve a fourth term in the State Assembly. However, with the new maps, he will now represent the 41st Assembly District. This will also be his third term serving on the Joint Finance Committee.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Even though the parents have already been met several times, there is talk of a new Meet the Parents chapter. Deadline reports that actors Robert De Niro, Terry Polo, Ben Stiller, and Blythe Danner are in talks to appear in the new film. Most of the producer team is returning, but there is no one attached yet to direct. Details about the plot are being kept hush-hush. What on earth could this possibly be about? I'm guessing family-related discomfort. We are learning a lot about Jamie Foxx thanks to his new comedy special on Netflix. In addition to addressing his stroke a couple years ago and the 20-day coma that followed, Foxx used the platform to announce that he is done dating white women, adding humorously that he will no longer eat potato salad and raisins. Before you judge him, if you are, I'm done dating white women too, mostly because I'm married to a white woman who loves potato salad. I don't get it either, Jamie. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It may look pretty outside, but it does not feel like it. With high temperatures today trying to tap 10 degrees, those feisty winds are really making it feel more like 5 to 15 below. Overnight lows bottom out near zero, and for tomorrow, slightly warmer, rising to near 20. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 3 degrees at our studios.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
"When the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out."
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a very special edition of the show. You know how fascism creeps in? On little cat's feet. Matt Flynn in the guest host chair. Join him.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calviente coming to you live, respectively, from my dining room and also Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text, and leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is the hour for our statewide text to win grown-up gift list contest. Here is the word you should text right now via the Civic Media app. You must use the Civic Media app and text the word jingle, J-I-N-G-L-E. The word this hour is jingle, J-I-N-G-L-E. I have been seeing the entries come in as you text them in. It's not jingle, and jingle has an E on the end. So, Amanda, you may want to try that again. The word is jingle, J-I-N-G-L-E. Someone this hour is going to pick up an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells, and then everyone in the running for one of 8 grand prizes, including a snowblower and luggage and espresso machines. So text the word jingle, J-I-N-G-L-E, using the Civic Media app until noon today. Your next shot at either that overnight stay or $100 in cash. Coming up with Todd Alba at the 1 o'clock hour, and then again in the 4 p.m. hour with Dom Salvia. He joins us every other Thursday at this time to talk all things sports. The Acme Packing Company sports guru, Paul Noonan, is here. And we're going to start off by sharing our favorite feelings about Aaron Rodgers. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. Hi, everyone. How are you doing?
Good.
Go ahead and set it up, because
Greg.
Well, I was just, you know, doing what the young kids do, scrolling across social media, and I came along this talk show, a sports talk show, with a gentleman named Coach Mangini, and I don't know who he is personally, but he had some very fierce comments to make about Aaron Rodgers, and asking the question, you know, like, why are you so mad all the time? Why are you so mad when you get asked the questions that should be answered? Why are you so mad about, are you mad about going to the Jets and failing the way you're failing and being one of the worst teams? Like, he just laid it out there one after another for like over a minute straight. I think I had the audio, but I forgot. That's on me. But it's a real indictment and something I've felt personally about Aaron Rodgers for a while, that he's contemptuous and he's a jerk.
I think the main thing about, so Aaron did an interview after the game in which he did what he kind of normally does and took kind of responsibility, but not really taking responsibility, basically saying like the passive aggressive, you know, we've all got to work on things. I've got to work on things. I could play better, but what he's done forever, what he's done every time the Packers struggled with him, what he's done every time he's struggled with the Jets, which is, you know, not sloughing it off and getting mad at questions about his responsibility towards their losses, which has been substantial. Aaron at this point really can't avoid responsibility. The Jets are really made in his image at this point. Like, Devontae Adams is on the Jets. He's playing with them.
Yep.
Alan Lazard is on the Jets. Nathaniel Hackett is their offensive coordinator, his handpicked offensive coordinator. This is an Aaron problem. They've done everything they can to appease him and make him happy. And this shtick played at least plausibly okay when he was one of the best quarterbacks of all time, and certainly one of the best in the league, a good Packer quarterback. It's just interesting to see it never changes. You know, the facts change. Aaron Rodgers has declined. He's become a giant weirdo. He has all of his buddies on his team, but the responsibility doesn't change. And I do think that is sort of the defining criteria. The defining thing about Aaron at this point is he doesn't have any ability to adjust to new realities or anything like that. And it's going to cost him. He was on a path to be regarded as, if not the best quarterback of all time, certainly one of like the 5 best of all time. But he is starkly different from his contemporaries like Peyton Manning, who went to Denver and won a Super Bowl as sort of a physical shell of himself by playing much smarter, by playing a different game. Very different from Tom Brady, who I think it was an open question as to whether he was great because of Bill Belichick or the opposite was true. And he went to play for Bruce Arians in Tampa, a much more wide open passing philosophy than Bill Belichick had, and he won himself a Super Bowl and looked great doing it. Aaron didn't. First of all, he got two extra MVPs by being bullied into it by Matt LaFleur. That is very clear now. And once he got control of himself back by going to the Jets, he turned back into what he was with late Mike McCarthy and plays the same style. He doesn't do any of the things that we've learned are useful in the modern NFL. He hates throwing to the middle of the field. He hates pre-snap motion. He likes to just line up and diagnose the defense and then pick on people, but he's not good at it anymore. If he would just step back a little bit and play in sort of the modern Kyle Shanahan systems that exist now to help him out, he'd still be good, but he's not. And it's his fault, because the one thing Aaron Rodgers can never do is stop being Aaron Rodgers.
Well, and all I could, he's so arrogant. It's the arrogance that irritates me to no end. And this goes back to when he was still with the Packers and he wouldn't go to training camp.
Yes.
I understand somewhat why you don't might not feel you should do that. But like you said, Paul, he sets the tone for the entire team, right? And they work around him as a unit, and he should be there as the standard bearer and as the example.
Yeah, and that is another thing that he did that was his fault when he was on the Packers. The Packers, he would always complain they'd never get him a number one receiver, which was not true. He had Greg Jennings and Jordy Nelson and Donald Driver and JerMichael Finley, like a zillion great receivers. Not true at all. But he would show up. He would not show up to camp to learn to play with young players and then blame them for not being on the same page as him.
Yeah.
And that is something that has continued to this day as well with Garrett Mitchell on the Jets. And again, this is his fault. He's the veteran. He's responsible for developing chemistry with the people he plays with. And he's arrogant in a way that like Peyton Manning and Tom Brady are arrogant. Those guys are also arrogant, but they're arrogant in a way that drives them to be the best in what they do. Tom needs some work calling games at this point, but he'll get better. But that drives them to learn and improve on what they do well. And that is not the case with Aaron. Instead, what it drives Aaron to do is claim to be better than everyone else. And therefore, it is everyone else's fault when things go wrong. And that is unhealthy.
One thing that I want to just bring up too, because I could talk about this for hours, by the way. I found the clip, but I could talk about this for hours. He made a comment on a show about his dislike for punditry in sports now, how they don't have any regard for the past. They don't have as much knowledge in the past. And he said that they're all basically just making comments to keep them on the conversation and saying things like, you know, what things they wouldn't say in 2008, and 2009, what they wouldn't do in Sports Center of my youth. He said that on Pat McAfee's show. Pat McAfee, who has become a millionaire off of bringing Aaron Rodgers on, saying the craziest junk and being one of these bros who just makes comments and gets on social media. And then he literally says this verbatim. He goes, oh, I'm not talking about Pat McAfee's show, though. I'm not talking about this show. This show is great.
Oh, of course not.
Yeah. So I'm just happy, and I've been saying this for a while, that people finally come around to my thought, because it was years ago, about 2 years before he left the Packers, where people would get in my face about it and say, you don't understand how good he is. I'm like, well, if he's so good, why can't he get through a playoff season? Why doesn't he have another ring? Why does he seem to be very, very inflexible with everyone who is around him? Answer me that. And now we're finally seeing the true Aaron Rodgers, and everyone's realizing it.
They do. Many, many years ago, I wrote a piece called Aaron Rodgers is a Putz, which focused a lot on his off the field foibles, but I wrote it sort of an updated version a month or two ago, that Aaron Rodgers is a crusty old man.
Yes.
And I feel like that's really what he has turned into. He, by the way, he's objectively wrong about the press, which, like, for instance, Mina Kimes, who is, I think, maybe the biggest NFL reporter that currently exists out there, knows more about football than like any reporter did 20 years ago, is very well schooled in all things play calling conceptually. And you have a zillion reporters and amateur reporters from her on down doing really sophisticated analysis of what Aaron's problems are. He used to skate by, frankly, a lot more than he does now. he really is just set in his ways, and I don't think he can improve. He's physically, I actually predicted he would physically decline much more. He got hurt last year, but that was kind of a traumatic injury. His arm is still pretty good. Like Peyton Manning's arm became very bad at the end of his career and he had to work around it. Aaron can still physically play pretty well. This is entirely a mental problem. And it's just interesting to see the crossover from some of his off-field like conspiracy theory working onto the field. So he literally doesn't learn new concepts that could help him out. It's weird that they've kind of dovetailed together to kind of ruin the end of his career. But it really has gone that way.
If you're just joining us, Paul Noonan is our guest with the Acme Packing Company to talk all things sports. And we're focusing on the one and only Aaron Rodgers. I guess what amazes me most of all, you guys, is that for someone who claims to be such a deep thinker, he has no self-introspection. Mm-mm. He never turns the lens back on himself and says, as you were saying, Paul, where am I failing? Where am I coming up short? What could I do better? And it is that ability that sets the other guys apart, like Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, right?
Yes, that's really 100% it. And he doesn't have to look further than his own team, where he is something like the 28th best quarterback in football this year by most any metric you want to do, EPA, DVOA, any of the QB stats. He's essentially played as well as Zach Wilson, who preceded him with the Jets, who is universally known to be one of the worst quarterbacks that's still in the NFL somehow. And he's done that with the addition of Devontae Adams. He's done that with another year of experience for Garrett Mitchell, who I still believe is a very good receiver, with Breece Hall, who was fantasy sports are not real sports, but one of the top two fantasy running backs at the beginning of the season, who's had a very disappointing season because he has to play with Aaron Rodgers. And a team that came into the league the season with a very well-regarded defense that was like a top 10 defense last year, and just ruined all of it. And whose fault could that be at this point? You know, there is nobody left. Everybody's been fired. GM is gone. Coach is gone.
Yeah.
There is only one person left that you can blame this.
Yep. It's the New York Aaron Rodgers. That's the name of the team now.
The universe is screaming at you that this is your fault. Yep. And he still doesn't listen to it.
Nope.
Well, in the time we have left, let's talk hoops. Let's talk about the Bucks.
Oh, okay. The Bucks have gotten much more fun since I was last here, which is nice to see. They've gotten a little healthier. They got Chris Middleton back, which helps from his ankle injuries, but they've also been gelling much better. Honestly, I was very down on the Bucks last time I was on this show. Yeah. They looked ancient. They looked like they were not gelling well together. They have started running a much more structured offense, doing a lot of what they do well and kind of focusing on it. They, unlike Aaron, have taken a good look at themselves and really started focusing on what Giannis and Damian Lillard and everybody else does well and really maximizing that as a portion of the offense. It's working really well. Actually very impressed with this little mini run that Doc's put together. And if Middleton can stay healthy, I mean, they've been on a tear. They're in the semis of the cup, which, whatever, it's fun. Right. It doesn't matter. Right. But yeah, it'd rather be there than not be there. If they can keep this up, they can actually turn themselves into a threat again. And I kind of thought that ship had sailed. Now they're old, they're prone to have injuries bite them harder than a lot of other teams. But this is what you want out of them when they are all healthy. And so I think that it's a good time to tune into them and pick them back up if you have kind of let them fall off. They've actually been really entertaining in addition to being really good lately. They're one of the best defensive teams, which is where they start as a great team. But the offense has come around. So I love what the Bucks have gotten my attention back. So I'm back in.
All right. Paul Noonan with the Acme Packing Company joins us every other Thursday to talk all things sports. Thank you so much, Paul. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
See you guys.
We will be back and wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Zucker Bucks Edition. You are listening to Matt Mayer on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the center, WRCE. You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We have state updates today, including North Carolina's Supreme Court race and a power grab by its legislature, ranked choice voting in Alaska, and more charges in Wisconsin for Donald Trump's fake elector scheme advisors. We reported December 11th that a GOP state Supreme Court candidate who lost by 734 votes and failed in two recounts asked the North Carolina Election Board to invalidate 60,000 voters. North Carolina Newsline reports that in a 3-2 vote Wednesday, the board rejected that request, though a court appeal is likely. Also December 11th, the North Carolina legislature overrode Governor Roy Cooper's veto of a bill designed to strip power from the incoming Democratic governor and attorney general. In an attempt to retain GOP power before it loses its supermajority, the authority to appoint election board members was shifted to the state auditor, a Republican. The attorney general was also stripped of any ability to bring suit against legislation proposed by the legislature. In Alaska, a recount of the attempted repeal of ranked choice voting and open primaries is complete. The repeal failed by 0.25%. In Wisconsin, 10 additional felony forgery charges were brought against Trump campaign advisors, attorney Jim Trufas, attorney Kenneth Chesbro, and Election Day director Mike Roman. We have links to more on all of these stories at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide Text to Win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Mock, and Dr. Slide coming to you from my dining room and Radio Park in Racine, respectively. You can always join us, call or text or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a reminder, you have a couple minutes left until noon to text the word jingle via the Civic Media app, J-I-N-G-L-E. Take your time. Make sure you spell it correctly. J-I-N-G-L-E is the word you want to text in right now as part of our Civic Media's latest statewide text to win contest, the grown-up gift list. This hour, we're playing for an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. You may have a shot at $100 later on today in the 1 o'clock hour or the 4 p.m. hour. But right now, jingle is the word, J-I-N-G-L-E. To pick up that overnight stay at Chula Vista Inn Resort. And then everyone who enters, regardless of whether you win or not, will be in the drawing for the grand prize, one of eight grand prizes. We're going to play this contest through next Friday. So get that word in, J-I-N-G-L-E. It is 11:53. That means it is time for...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Zuckerbucks edition. If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Real quickly, John from Menominee Falls said, only picking unqualified bootlickers to be in charge of departments of our government should not be a thing.
Yep.
I think we all agree with you on that, John. Right now, though, this is a tisbat that Greg Bach found.
I did indeed. I found this one, and thank you. You're welcome, everybody. In new news, in Zuckerbucks news, remember Zuckerbucks, Jane?
I do. That was when Mark Zuckerberg was granting money to municipalities to help them run their elections, correct?
Yes, this correct. Included.
So it was just to help with the function of people casting ballots and participating in democracy. That's what Zuckerbucks were essentially doing, even though it seems that that got
bastardized somehow.
Well, yeah. See, you had political leaders like your Ronald Johnson and your Brian Schimming, who said things like they started calling Zuckerbucks. They weren't called Zuckerbucks. They were just grant money, and they were being given away to municipalities all over the state, not Democratic strongholds, not to steal elections or help Democrats win. It was just to help the processes, as we've seen, is a very long one. So that money was being granted to various places in Wisconsin, and Wisconsin decided to go to the polls and vote against that ever happening again. So now we can't get outside money to help with the process in a nonpartisan way.
Right.
Instead, we now have to work with what we got, which is difficult. But here's the thing is Mark Zuckerberg decided that Meta, his company Meta, which owns Facebook, Instagram, and the ever popular Threads.
Oh, yes.
Donated $1 million to the Trump inaugural fund.
Did he?
He did that. He gave $1 million to Donald Trump and Mar-a-Lago because he wants to make sure that Donald Trump doesn't go after him the same way he went after TikTok and anything else he doesn't like.
Yeah, so he's essentially investing.
Exactly.
He's investing in the second Trump administration to treat his businesses maybe a little bit, you know, more the way he would like them to be, maybe some breaks here and there, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, as Neil Irwich said in the first hour, you know, complimenting him, this time Mark Zuckerberg is going to compliment him with money this time. And I guess, you know, we could call these, they're Mark Zuckerberg's, it's Mark Zuckerberg's money. And it's, I would call him Zuckerberg money. We should call it Zuckerbucks. He's given Zuckerbucks to Donald Trump. And currently, I've been looking at my phone waiting for any text messages from Robin Voss, Ron Johnson, or Brian Schimming with outrage. None. There's no outrage over this.
I think you'll be waiting for a while.
There's no outrage whatsoever about Mark Zuckerberg donating to the inaugural fund of one Donald Trump. So
it's an investment, Greg.
You're right. I'm wrong.
He's making a business investment.
What am I thinking, Jane?
It's all going to be fine. And again, one rule for thee, but not for me.
Never. Not in this America, Jane. Never in this America where the billionaires play.
Yep, exactly. Well, that wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Definitely should.
Nope.
Should not. Coming up on the show tomorrow, very much looking forward to talking to Grassroots Menominee Falls. They are going to be here at 10:33, keeping an eye on what's going on with our schools. Of course, it's Friday, so Dan Schaefer will be here, and we will do all of the recombobulating with Dan Schaefer from the recombobulation area. Again, you still can text in the word jingle, J-I-N-G-L-E, until noon. You got about 2.5 minutes to get that in via the Civic Media app. And then your next chance to play that statewide text to win contest coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you guys, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today. Stay warm and you have the chance to share it. News is coming up next. Happy birthday, Greg Buck.
Thank you for all the good wishes. Bye.
This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Dom Salvia.
Next time, former U.S. Attorney and host of Amicus The Law Review, James Santel, will join me to discuss the ramifications of FBI Director Christopher Wray stepping down, what it means for the FBI specifically and the DOJ in general. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports. It drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After Syrian rebels toppled the Assad regime in Syria, the U.S. says it believes videos circulating showing an American as Travis Timmerman. He was detained after crossing into Syria 7 months ago on a Christian pilgrimage. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Jordan for talks on stabilizing the region, talking to reporters about the development.
We're working to bring him home, to bring him out of Syria and to bring him home. But for privacy reasons, I can't share any more detail than that.
Blinken also says the U.S. is determined to find missing journalist Austin Tice, who was kidnapped 12 years ago in Syria. President-elect Trump ringing the bell with members of the Trump family today at the New York Stock Exchange. He's also been named as Time Magazine's Person of the Year. Incoming White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt on Fox News confirming that President-elect Trump has invited China's president to attend